Tune into Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Psy's glory, his divine story. Every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Psy's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m. Shri Sai Ram. Loving pranams at the lotus feet of the greatest, the grandest, and the godliest phenomenon of the 20th and the 21st century. The best known citizen of the world, possibly the most photographed, and definitely the most loved and worshipped, and that is literally worshipped by millions, his divine worship, beloved Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. For those of us who have experienced even a teeny tiny bit of his glory, Bhagwan Baba is undoubtedly the creator, the sustainer, and the destroyer of the entire creation. To his infinite powers, we bow with love and humility and deepest gratitude. What a blessing, honor, and privilege it is to even know of you, beloved Swami. And to all our wonderful listeners at Radio Sai, loving Sai Ram, good morning from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. Thank you, dear sisters and brothers, for joining us on this auspicious Thursday, the day of the Sadguru. Today is the 31st of January 2019. It was just the other day we greeted each other Happy New Year, and the first month of 2019 is done and dusted. Time sure flies when you're tuned to Radio Sai 24/7. That's right, Radio Sai, it's bliss. By the way, my name is Karuna and I'm happy to be back to host this show. And even as I'm doing so, I'm still defrosting my bones as I have just returned from the deep cold of North India. I've been away for 2 weeks traveling through Delhi NCR, NCR being the national capital region of India. Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, and even Jammu Kashmir, including the valley of Srinagar, believe it or not. Actually, my flight just touched the airport there en route to Bangalore. And the freezing draft of the air was bone-chilling everywhere across North India. The cold Arctic air has seeped its way into my bone marrow. But believe me, dear listeners, my heart is overwhelming with the warmth of Bhagwan's glory. I have no words to capture the glory of this avatar, his boundless love that I experienced in these places and even witnessed it, be it at the various content generation schools of our national capital who partner with the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini program to design outstanding lesson plans, that is content for helping out rural teachers, or be it the rural Sai schools which are run by dedicated Sai devotees in places such as Jassur in Himachal Pradesh, Hoshiarpur in Punjab, Patiala in Punjab, Darwa in Haryana, or Rishikesh in Uttarakhand. What moved me deeply is the care being extended by the well-performing private schools that some of our Sai devotees run in places such as Chandigarh, Panchkula, or Delhi, and their willingness to share their knowledge, their resources, their premises with those in need without any hesitation. It's an amazing partnership. And they're just given to such generosity as their way of expressing gratitude to Swami for the grace He has showered upon them. All in all, the past 2 weeks have been a deep and lasting lesson in humility for me and an eye-opener. How much of goodwill and kindness and compassion has our beloved Lord evoked in the hearts of His devotees? that they are so driven and so determined to proceed forward and make so many sacrifices for the cause of social uplift. And that is because Swami espoused it and dedicated his entire life to it. And today his wonderful devotees everywhere seem to be driven by the same good motive and want to continue that legacy with such sincerity. I could easily say that the past 2 weeks were the much needed dose of inspiration and motivation that the divine doctor had prescribed for me. Just too much love to handle. So many individuals and groups of like-minded devotees have sought Baba's permission and started these beautiful schools to serve society. And I just can't begin to tell you the enormous sacrifices each of them have made to keep them running. They've gone through a lot of ups and downs and whatnot, but they treat their work as Bhagwan's assignment to them. All of them in all these locations refer to these schools as Bhagwan's schools, and they limit their role to executing his will. It was so moving and so organic a perspective. Really, it's like getting a reality check for me. Because in Parthi, we just see like a flash in the pan when they come with these schools and have these Parthi Yatras and they perform for 45 minutes in the Kulwant Hall. There is prasad distribution, they sing bhajans and children take pictures and they go. But we don't know the behind the scenes stories and the many, many interventions that they experience of Swami till date, every day, in every situation when they turn to him. Those stories are too many to capture. This Bhagavatam, no, nobody can capture. Not Radio Sai, not devotees, not any book. Because every individual has a million stories to share of how at that very moment when they needed something in the school, they turned to Swami and they were in a fix. And then this mysterious phone call comes and someone says, I have the exact amount of money that they have for CSR that they need to spend it on a good project. Do you have something to suggest? Or a time when in Haryana, in Darwa, the school needed some shoes for the children and two young men on a scooter came with bags full of shoes, fitted the children and disappeared before thanks could be said. Nobody knows from where those mysterious people came, how the sizes were right, how they got it all together, and who paid for it. So this kind of things are a recurring story everywhere. Can't tell you. It was just to witness those little Punjabi kids with their little turbans. You know, they all start with Waheguru Di Ji Fateh, Waheguru Di Ja Khalsa, and then they go Om Gana Naam Toa Ganapati Gum in Hoshiarpur in that severe winter, icy winds blowing, and just so heartwarming to hear the same Vedam everywhere, the same culture of Satya Dharma Shanti Prema in every school, regardless of the geographic, linguistic, cultural divide, that one unifying force. And the way they speak about Swami with that sweetness, as though he's the best of their best friends. And you know how Swami has communicated with all of them in their own languages, whether it's Hindi or Punjabi. This elderly lady I met, Mrs. Gupta, in Yamuna Nagar in Haryana, who are part of this team that supports the Darwa school, the fondness with which she was speaking of Swami, it was just incredible. So much to learn, the deep love. They don't even think they are doing something extraordinary. They feel it's a privilege to run these schools, serve those children who come from slums and teach them Swami's values, starting with how to comb their hair, how to wash their face, because they are very raggy children. Most of their parents have difficulties. They don't have any employment or are daily wagers. They are substance abusers, first generation learners, and they look like charming little angels in every school that I visited. The children have the same bright eyes and the beautiful smiles that our children in the Sai Kulwant Hall have. That is like a uniform trademark of all of Swami's students. Whether they are in Himachal Pradesh or Uttarakhand or Punjab or Haryana or any place else, they all have that glow and they're neat and clean and they smile beautifully and they even speak such good English, many of them, they are all driven to please Swami. And there's a certain innocence and purity about them. They're so untouched by all the craziness of maybe handheld devices that children in cities deal with all the time and are tempted by. And for me, the other thing was meeting with the devotees who are old-timers. whether it was the Khanna family in Delhi, Mr. Rajesh Khanna and his wife, Mrs. Asha Khanna, or the Gupta family in Yamunanagar, or the Bibi Gupta family in Chandigarh, all these old-timers, they have retained a certain pristine culture of how Swami liked attention to detail, meticulousness, thoughtfulness in their hospitality and extending a welcome. All the little things that Swami would quietly pay attention to, and he has trained these people, this generation of devotees, and they continue to extend the same values and the same culture. And it is my prayer to Swami today that really this culture should never be lost, no matter how much we progress in terms of technology and going with all kinds of new trends to make sure the message spreads, which is extremely important. But the core values should remain as Swami espoused them, and the way he has trained these elderly devotees. And when I experienced his firsthand, I said, oh my God, we should never lose touch of those wonderful values. Because old is gold, and classic values. Values are classic. They never go out of fashion. They never go out of style. Being respectful, polite, hospitable, paying attention to detail, being large-hearted and spontaneous and thoughtful. This will never go out of fashion. It will always be cool. It will always be trending. And on that note, today, dear listeners, I thought we can all learn so much from a devotee who personifies all these values that I just spoke of. By the way, I'm not done talking about my trip. Every episode of Morning Glory, whenever I have a chance, I want to share with you some of the highlights of these wonderful schools I visited. For example, the school in Rishikesh, it has a brand new swanky auditorium. It's actually like a luxurious movie theater, because they've got those theater chairs with a little cup holder for popcorn and cold drink kind of thing. And the auditorium rises and it has these big projector screens and so on. The kind of facilities, the labs, the classroom equipment, the green boards, the white boards, the kind of effort these devotees are making so that they make learning very exciting for the children, and their willingness to embrace Vidya Vahini so that the level of learning and teaching, the transaction in the learning space becomes very vibrant. So I will talk about each of these schools as we go on every week for about a few minutes. And before I tell you what I have planned to play for you, let me share with you some of the responses we got to last week's question on Morning Glory. I had asked them, what in your considered opinion is, why did Swami choose Vidya Vahini, and what is his potential role in going forward? I have a reply from Rekha Vaghela. Rekha Vaghela is from Mumbai, and she says, Sai Ram, Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini plays very important role in enhancing rural children's education. Each child is unique and gifted with a talent like any seed, which has the potential to become a tree. But if right and conducive environment is not provided, that seed may not even become a small plant. So I really appreciate all the efforts that Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini is doing to enhance the nurturing of children who have all the potential to succeed in life. That beautiful response from Rekha Vaghela from Mumbai. Thank you, Rekha ji. Appreciate your thoughts on this matter. There's another one that I have from South Africa. This one comes from Veda, Ravi and Rahul from Johannesburg, South Africa. Veda, Ravi and Rahul Patel from Johannesburg write, with regards to your question about Swami's launching Vidya Vahini, I think it's because, as Swami says, education is the most important tool you can use to change the world. With the guidance of Swami and the very welcoming and beautiful Ma Saraswati just outside the entrance of the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini office in Puttaparthi, which is, by the way, just above the Western Canteen, Rahul Veda and Ravi say, we are confident that this program could be or could possibly be the most transformational education system program in the world. To that I say Amen. Thank you, Veda, Ravi and Rahul Patel from Johannesburg, South Africa. Now, with those two responses, I'm happy to tell you that we have received fantastic response to a series of interviews that my colleague, Brother Bishop Rushti, conducted with a classy lady who personifies all the classy values that Swami, you know, that just have that flavor of Swami's presence. And her husband was the iconic and legendary Sri Raja Reddy. And this interview is with Mrs. Jyotsna Reddy, his wife, who is the melodious nightingale who sang the most beautiful songs in the repository of the Satya Sai Bhajan Bank. And when I was growing up here in Prashanta Nilayam, we used to just look up to her in awe, the sweetness and the simplicity with which this lady would come and sing. And we could see how Swami would just gently cast a glance at her, and we didn't know what that gesture was, and she would just sing the exact bhajan he wanted to sing, with alap, without alap. There was this jugalbandi, this complete connection between Bhagwan and the devotee happening. And the restraint and the humility and the gentleness and the sweetness that she personified, it's so rare in today's world. And I thought I will treat all the listeners of Morning Glory with a few of these episodes. These are very short ones. We have edited them. So I've lined up quite a few for today and the rest in coming weeks of Morning Glory, so that you can taste the sweet prasadam. These are stories that were not known to the world till recently, till this interview was recorded. And these stories give us leave such a sweet taste in our mouth. As I said, Radio Sai, it's bliss. This is bliss. Mrs. Jyotsna Reddy's interview is truly blissful. And I want you to enjoy every moment of it. Phone your friends, tell them to listen to her. There's an answer to so many things on your mind that will come through during this conversation. With that, dear listeners, I thank you for your company, and I urge you to send me your feedback to today's episode of Morning Glory and any other offering by Radio Sai. You can reach us on our WhatsApp number, or you can, which I'm just forgetting right now, I will look it up on my phone, and because I haven't used it lately. I don't send feedback to myself. Also, our email ID remains listener@radiosai.org. So you can always reach us at listener@radiosai.org at any time by email, and or you can send us your feedback by WhatsApp at this number 9393258258. It's a very simple number. I can't imagine I forgot that. 9393258258. This is the number on which you can send us your WhatsApp your feedback to any Radio Sai program, or you can write to us at listener@radiosai.org. Dear brothers and sisters, may Swami bless, protect, guard and guide you through the rest of the day. May you have a saisome awesome day and a great weekend ahead. May Swami be with you. Please enjoy the rest of the show, and don't forget to send us your feedback. Thank you for your company, and Jai Sai Ram.
Come from Maharashtra. So my mother tongue is Marathi. Mm. And we are all basically staunch devotees of Shirdi Sai Baba. My grandparents, means my father's mother and father, Sitabai Dixit and Sakharam Dixit, they used to visit Shirdi Sai Baba every now and then in those days, means 1915, 1916. In 1915, when my grandmother was carrying my father, mm-hmm. that time Shirdi Sai Baba told her, "Apka bacha hunar niklega."
Oh, wow.
Means, you will have son now, this time, because she was carrying. You will have son this time, and he will be talented, he will be kalakar, artist. And as he had blessed him, my father was a renowned music director, Panduranga Dixit, as you all know. Then he was not only a music director, but he was a painter, filmmaker, poet, and this is all of national repute.
Mm. Yes, yes.
And my parents, Sri Panduranga Dixit, and my mother, Vinodin Dixit, she's a classical singer, gold medalist.
Mm.
So they used to sing Shirdi Sai Baba's bhajans as well as devotional songs. So in 1965, when Swami came to Bombay, he stayed with Mr. P.K. Savant. Then he was Minister for Agriculture. And he stayed with him. Swami stayed with him. So Mr. Savant invited my parents to sing few of the devotional bhajans in front of our Swami. And that was the beginning of this beautiful journey.
Mm-hmm. Swami heard him for the first time,
yes,
physically.
Yes, Swami heard him for the first time. Swami heard her for the first time, my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked the bhajan so much that he called them to Puttaparthi.
Wow.
But this is afterwards. Next day again Swami called them.
Mm-hmm.
Because previous day too, I was not there with them. Next day, I was there with
How
my parents.
How old were you then?
I was just 19 years old.
19 years.
I was in college, in Princeton College, Bombay.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a Sanskrit student.
Sanskrit student?
Honest student.
Wow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, second day when Swami called, I also went with them. And I said, Swami, yesterday, because that time I didn't know anything about Swami, so I used to take liberty. I used to ask him many questions.
Mm-hmm.
Foolishly.
But so, this is the first time you're seeing him, right?
First time I talked to him, I said, Swami, yesterday everybody else got the vibhuti except myself because I was not there. So kindly give me some vibhuti. He said, Kya ma? Ha, detu. He used to say detu.
Yes, yes.
And he immediately materialized vibhuti and gave me. That
so
was
the moment you saw Swami for the first time as a 19-year-old, you didn't have any fear or you're not overwhelmed?
No, no fear. In fact, I was not convinced also.
Okay.
I was not convinced. He is our Shirdi Sai Baba. Oh, I don't know, I used to say. Because naturally, no? Quite naturally. So, afterwards what happened? Swami called us. Swami called my parents to Puttaparthi. Dikshit, he used to call my father Dikshit, not Dikshit. Dikshit, come to Puttaparthi.
So this he said on the second day?
Second day. And then he called my parents for Dashara. 1965.
Wow.
So, we all went to Puttaparthi in my father's van. We were 13 people.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big group.
Entire family.
Entire family. And friends also.
Mm.
And we went to Puttaparthi. Puttaparthi, but our driver missed out the route. So, we had to come via Chitradurga and well, I don't know how we came that day.
Mm-hmm.
We came very late in the ashram. And Swamiji was waiting for us. Karuna Sagar Sai, he was waiting for us. And late hours in the evening, Swami was waiting for us. Then
so this was 9 or 10 then? 10 in the night or even later?
No. Not much, but around 9-ish. So, Swami said, take them to the canteen. The old canteen was there where Suraya Garu was in charge.
Yes.
And he said, they are all Bombay Walas. So give them, serve them chapatis. Serve them chapatis. So the canteen people served us chapatis and Swami himself put ghee on that.
Wow.
My God.
He was himself. Great.
He himself put ghee on that
chapati,
on our chapatis and I don't know. It was very thrilling experience about Swami.
I'm sure all the tiredness of the journey, everything just melted away.
Yes. And in fact, we were very much touched by all this. Baba just very, after all, he's Daya Sagar. And then he asked us to stay with Mr. and Mrs. Ratanlal.
Oh, wow.
Huh. And now, where there is East Prashanti, in that place, there were small rooms. And we had to adjust ourselves because 13 people. Some people stayed in the veranda, some people were inside, and somehow, but we used to enjoy that because we used to get Swami's interviews, darshan, these, and so that compensated for the.
So how many rooms were there that time?
I think only two rooms,
or
and veranda, big veranda. So one room for Dikshit family, one room for the Ratanlal family. He was with his sister and niece, Achala. And our family, means my old grandmother was also there. And my mother's father And my mother's parents were also there.
Okay.
So we all went there. And we had a very nice time over there. Then next morning, when we went to the bhajan hall in Mandir, I heard someone was singing Mathura Adipati Nanda Mukunda. Very melodious voice and very touching voice. So after inquiring, I came to know it was Mr. Raja Reddy. This was my first introduction. Raja Reddy. So next morning, Dasara festival was there. So Swami called us. That time the Purnachandra hall was not there. Some wooden dais. And Swami used to place Shirdi Baba's idol there, which is there now in Bhajan Mandir.
Yes.
And he used to do Vibhuti Abhishekam.
Yes.
And that time, Kasturi Garu, Mr. Kasturi Garu, he used to hold the,
the pot.
And Swami used to pour the Vibhuti on that. That is, and I'm telling you, whenever Swami used to remove his hand, the floor used to stop. And we were thrilled to see because we had never witnessed all these things. So, I was overwhelmed. My parents were overwhelmed. And they said something very wonderful.
So, by and then you didn't think of him as a Shirdi Sai avatar?
No.
You just
I was
of
not
him?
Convinced.
Okay.
Some divine personality.
Divine person.
Yes, I used to think. And then he said, in the evening, Dikshit, in the evening, your program, devotional program will be there. So my parents were ready. In fact, specially they learned some Telugu songs. Antaramamayam, Ejagam, Ejagam, not knowing the meaning. Antaramamayam, just to please Swami. They learned. And then in the evening, on that same wooden dais, program was arranged. My parents' program was arranged. And that time, Petromax lights were there. Puttaparthi crowd somehow, they used to manage there. And Swami himself introduced my parents to the crowd.
Wow.
He said, Dikshit Dampatalu. Dikshit couple has come and they will sing. They are Shirdi Sai Baba's old devotees.
Swami said that.
Swami said. And they will sing bhajans now in front of you. Very nice bhajans, you will all enjoy, he said. Because afterwards we came to know what Swami said. That time to Swami said in Telugu. And then he said, Dikshit, abhi bhola bandari gao.
Okay.
My father, not knowing the discipline and not knowing Swami's nature about it. And now, see, nowadays we don't dare. We never used to dare to talk to Swami. But that time my father, with great daring, he said, no, Swami, not now. Not now. At the end of devotional program, we always sing Bhola Pandari.
Okay.
Swami, Daya Sagar, very kindly said, okay, no problem. So, this was the beginning. And Swami liked the program very much. In the meanwhile, at the time of interval, Swami took us inside. That time, big curtains used to be there. And big palaces painted on that, you know.
As backdrops.
Backdrops, yes. And Swami took us inside. And he said, well, bhajan to bahut achha hua. Bhajan was very nice, very inspiring. He came to me and straight asked me, tum nahi gaogi?
Oh.
Will you not sing? I said, Swami, I don't have voice. I don't know how to sing. Please pardon me, Swami. I can't sing, Swami, I said.
You have never sung?
No, not at all, never. So Swami said, Nahi, tum aaj se gaogi. Aaj se tum gaogi.
Wow.
And
you will sing from today.
Yes, you will sing from today onwards. There is some ajna, some order in those words. So Swami, usually he materializes his vibhuti whenever his sankalpam is there. So he materialized vibhuti and he gave me khao, he said. So I took his prasad, I ate it, and he said, aaj se tum gaogi, you will sing from today onwards. But that day also I couldn't sing. because I didn't know how to sing. Just to please Swami and just to keep His ajna, His order, I just sat behind my parents and started playing manjiris, you know, talam, yes, talam, talam. And then something, you know.
You just sang along.
Yes, yeah, sang. That day went. Swami gave me long rope. He said, today you didn't sing. I will see that you will sing. Like that you must be thinking. He never told me. But he determined, he decided to do it. So, next day, Swami called us for interview. And he talked to my father's mother, Sita Bai Dikshit. She was ardent devotee of Shirdi Sai Baba. She had seen him also. Previous avatar she had seen. So he called us inside. She didn't know any other language. She knew only Marathi and Marathi. So Swami, when he took us for interview, he said, Tumao, you come. And he took her separately. He took her separately into the room. And he said, for length. He was talking to her on length. And I don't know, but when she came out, she was in tears. And she said, he is my Shirdi Baba. He is my Shirdi Baba because whatever conversation she had with Shirdi Sai Baba, Swami repeated that and he continued from that.
Oh my God.
And then she was convinced and she came out and she used to compose poems also those days. So immediately she composed a few lines. Shirdi Partita Sangam Jhala means there is a beautiful confluence of Shirdi and Parthi. So she said, he is my Shirdi Sai, he is my Shirdi Sai. So this is the first sign Swami showed us. Oh, you fools, I am the same Shirdi Sai. Why you are having Sandeham still?
Huge turning point.
Huge turning point in our lives. Only in those days, Prashanthi Nilayam, how it was, I'll tell you. Old Prashanthi Nilayam, everywhere, sand around, and only that Mandiram was there. And of course, our Chaitanya Murthy, electrifying personality, Swami, everywhere used to move. And he used to give us interviews every now and then. Every now and then. And I don't know, but every now and then he used to say, Deechit. Come for interview with your family. Deechit, come for interview for with your family.
So how many days were you there during
that? We were there for around 10, I don't remember exactly, but more than 10 days.
You would have got easily more than 10 interviews that day.
Yes, probably. Not every day, but very frequently, very frequently. In those days, Shankara Rupa Sajjana Vandita Sai Rama Namostute, Raghupati Rupa Ramya Charitra, Sai Rama Namostute, Keshava Rupa Klesha Vinashaka, Sai Rama Namostute, Adbhuta Charita Anjaneya, Atma Rakshaka Namostute. This aarti was sung in the Mandiram. Beautiful.
Oh, this was the aarti then?
Aarti.
Oh, wow.
Should I sing?
Yeah, yes. Please.
Keshava Rupa Klesha Vinashaka Sai Rama Namostute Raghupati Rupa Ramya Charitra Sai Rama Namostute Shankara Rupa Sajjana Vandita Sai Rama Namostute Raghupati Rupa Ramya Charitra Sai Rama Namostute. ಕೇಶವರೂಪ ಕ್ಲೇಶ ವಿನಾಶಕ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ. ಅದ್ಭುತ ಚರಿತ ಆಂಜನೇಯ ಆತ್ಮರಕ್ಷಕ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ. ಐ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಮೈ ವಾಯ್ಸ್ ನೌ, ಬಟ್ ಐ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಗೇವ್ ಯು ದ ಔಟ್ಲೈನ್ಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆರ್ತಿ ವಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್, ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್, ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಅ ಸಂಸ್ಕೃತ್ student,
yes.
I used to understand the meaning.
Mm.
Are you beautiful arti? Beautiful arti, I used to say.
Atmarakshaka.
Atmarakshaka. Keshava. Rupa. Kleshavinashaka. See this?
Amazing.
Something.
So, at this time, you know, Swami confirmed to your mother that he is Shirdi.
Hmm.
And you had the opportunity to see the Abhishekam that Satya Sai did on Shirdi Sai.
On Shirdi Sai. Yes, yes, yes. We were very fortunate to see, to witness all this, you know. I can't tell you. Words are not enough to express my joy. And when I remember all these incidents, you know, something wonderful. And then, Swami used to go to Mr. Raja Reddy's place to change his robes. He was staying in the vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
To that time, Sai Gita was also...
Yes.
She was also there.
Yeah.
And
near Bhagwan's
residence. Near Bhagwan's residence. And Oka Pakka, Reddy Garu, he used to...
He used to stay close by. Swami used to go to Reddy sir's room to change.
To change the room. To change his room.
Oh, okay.
And then again he used to come back. And he used to enjoy the bhajans. That time, so many singers were there.
Mm.
Mr. Raja Reddy Garu, then... Mohan Rao Garu,
yes.
Then Vijayamma, Veena Vijayamma, she used to sing very beautifully. And then Eredi's brothers,
yes. Yeah.
And Ram Lakshmana, so many people with this used to sing lovely bhajans.
Mm.
Called Mumbai that time.
Yeah, Bombay.
Bombay.
Mm.
And Swami came to one old bungalow which belonged to one Parsi gentleman called Modi.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in Andheri, in Bombay, at Andheri in Bombay. Mm. And Swami used to be there for days together, at least for a week, for 10 days, before Dharmakshetra.
Okay, yeah.
Before the construction of Dharmakshetra. Then in Modi bungalow, Swami, for Swami's sake, my father arranged special screening of Shirdi Se Shri Sai Baba, the first Marathi film done in 1955.
On Shirdi Sai Baba.
On Shirdi Sai Baba.
First movie on Shirdi Sai
Baba. First movie on Shirdi Sai Baba. That too was in Marathi.
Wow.
And I was...
So your father did the music for that?
My father did music for that. He was very actively involved in other activities also.
Yes.
About the production.
In the production of the movie.
And... I was fortunate enough to get a small role of Harijan girl, Jipri, called Jipri.
Mm-hmm. And in the movie?
In the... So
you acted?
Yeah, I acted. Yeah. And she was from Shirdi.
Mm.
So she used to be with Baba every now and then.
Mm.
And it was some old days. Very beautiful experience that time also. Old Shirdi, old Shirdi's scenery they have made in the... studio and the whole atmosphere like Shirdi that time, you know.
Yes.
And Shirdi Sai Baba's role, Mr. Angre, Swami liked the film very much. Again and again he was praising the and then after that he said, Dichi, chalo, interview deta. Again interview. So this time my father said, my daughter is having her exams next day. Which exams? We said, be honest, she is doing in Sanskrit. which paper? He asked me. I said, Sri Bhagavad Gita Swami. So he said, Bhagavad Gita? Kya malum Bhagavad Gita ka? What is the gist of Bhagavad Gita? I simply like a Sanskrit student started narrating. She said, no, this is not the gist of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, the gist of Bhagavad Gita is dharma. Bhagavad Gita starts from the word dha and ends with the word ma. So the gist of Bhagavad Gita is dharma.
Yes.
Dharma means, I said, which dharma? Because dharma is religion. He said, no, dharma doesn't have only one meaning. Dharma is duty with love. That is dharma.
Wow.
Then he asked me, what are the shlokas you know from Bhagavad Gita? I started with, ya nishasaro bhutanam, like a Sanskrit student. And then I'm telling you, he explained this shloka to me on length. And he gave me all the tinges of the shlokas. And very beautifully he explained this shloka to me. And he said, this is the meaning of Bhagavad Gita. When Sai Krishna himself told me about Bhagavad Gita, no wonder next day when I went to give my exam, I saw the same paper came, the very first question, what is the gist of Bhagavad Gita?
Oh my God!
Then, in one of the questions, explain the shloka, Yanisha Sarabhutan.
Oh my God, the Swami did
and the paper. I got distinction in my paper.
Wow.
In that paper, you know.
Distinction.
Distinction. Naturally, Sai Krishna's Leela was there. During my interview with Swami, I asked him, Swami, you always say, bhakti is supreme, devotion is supreme. Then why are you saying that karma kanda should be there? Why these karma kandas are there? Why these rituals are there? What's the importance of these rituals? He said, no rituals, if they are done properly, they are also of great importance. They should be performed properly, correctly. Then they are of great importance because they purify kala, the time.
Wow.
That is their mahati. Otherwise, only rituals have no mahati. They should be performed perfectly. As the Vedas are sung in our Prashantanilayam.
Yes. The rituals, when done with love.
With love.
And with perfection, they become spiritual.
Perfection, yes. Then they then they are very meaningful.
Very meaningful.
And then they purify the kala, time.
Wow. This is so profound. Yes.
Swami told me, and I was thrilled because I never knew the correct meaning of these karmakandas. I think this also I put in my Gita paper.
I added
everything in my Gita.
The examiner would have been
stunned. The profound knowledge has come to this student.
No wonder you got distinction.
Swami was performing Vibhuti Abhishekam at the time of the shrine, 1965. One gem called Jed, it fell on my lap while Abhishekam was going on. So I thought I should keep this and I'll return this to Swamiji when I will be called. So in my next interview in Puttaparthi, I just gave him and said, Swamiji, when Baba, when you were doing Vibhuti Abhishekam, I bought this gem. So, kindly take this back. He said, no. It was meant for you.
Meant for you.
It was meant for you.
Wow. So you have
and,
it?
Yes. And then he said, you put it in your Mangal Sutram.
Oh, wow.
You put this in your Mangalsutram. So, I wore this in Mangalsutram.
Wow, fantastic. So this, I mean, you have a remnant of that spectacular saga of the Satyasai Avatar.
Yes,
the Vibhuti
yes,
Abhishekam and Linga Abhishekam yes, are, I mean, the Lingodbhavam. Yes. They are the
I witnessed Lingodbhavam also. And that time Swami showed us the Lingam and he said materialized Lingam was shown to us. Swami himself stepped down from the dais in Purnachandra Hall after our marriage. This is after our marriage. And there was a jyoti which was moving in that
inside
the Lingam. And then he said, those who have witnessed, those who have seen this Lingam, they have no punarjanmam.
Wow.
He said, I don't know, but to that level, to come to that level, we must do something, no? Only by seeing that, how will he give us moves?
But to even see that is such a huge
thing. But he said thing. So that time. Whatever I am telling you, this is an authentic description. There is no asatya, there is no ahankara. Swami used to hate asatyam. Asatyam is untruth. Swami used to hate ahankara, ego. My husband used to tell me, be simple and sincere, Swami will love you. These are the two words. He always would say, everyone has to be simple and sincere with Swami. Then Swami will love you. You have to be nirmalanga. In Telugu we say nirmalanga undala.
Blemishless.
Blemishless. You are right. Then Swami inaugurated Dharma Kshetra in 1968.
Yes.
And that time he visited all these committee members' houses. So he came to my father's residence also in car in Bombay. That time, my God, we were thrilled, you know. Swami cracked jokes and moved around here and there. He blessed us, he blessed the flat. And the roads were full of people, you know. They were swollen. they were swollen up in the roads. And I'm telling you, Baba used to say, Java's ice cream thanda, Dikshit ka garam bonda. Like that, you know, he used to make fun on birds. So every now and then he used to crack jokes.
Hmm. Mr. Java was the owner of Joy Ice Cream.
He also accompanied along with Baba. He also came to our residence. And he said, Java ka ice cream thanda, Dikshit ka garam bonda. He enjoyed. And he blessed us all.
Mm.
Then he called us to Hyderabad.
Mm-hmm.
And that time, he did the opening of Shivam, Bhumi Pujan.
Oh.
Bhumi Pujan of Shivam.
Shivam, his residence there.
We were guests of Sri Bhagavantam Garu then.
Mm-hmm.
And Swami was in Sri Satyamurti Garu's house. So, every now and then we used to go to Satyamurti Garu's house there. Because Swami used to invite us there. Swami used to call us for interviews. Every now and then interviews. In one room, Swami was staying. The other room was kept only for instruments which we carried from Bombay.
Mm-hmm.
Harmonium, khanjiri, manjiri, tabla, flute. Flutist was also there. He was also called by Swami.
Mm-hmm.
So he was there. One Mrs. Ratna Saur,
mm-hmm.
ardent devotee of Swami, she also accompanied us. And she was called Swami used to call her Bar Bar because she used to sing the song. She used to sing the bhajan Bar Bar Aao. Very beautiful bhajan. And very beautifully she used to sing.
Mm.
So Swami called her also. So she said, Swami, I think I'm in Swarga. Hame aisa lagta hai ki hum Swarga mein hai. Here Swami is there. And all bhajans and very pavitram vatavaranam. So I feel this is Swargam. This is like Swargam. Swami immediately asked her, kya kabhi Swarg dekha hai kya? Have you even seen Swarga? Then why are you saying like this? And he laughed.
That was greater than Swarga.
Yes, that was greater
God is down on
every now and earth. Then he used to crack jokes, you know. And then there he said once, my father is to have a harmonium, which is to have the words DSR.
Mm-hmm.
DSR was the emblem there.
Mm-hmm.
The company name.
Company name.
Mm-hmm.
So, my father used to say, Dikshit Sai Rakshit, DSR.
Oh, wow.
Later on, when I got married, Swami used to say, in between Sai is there, one side Dikshit, one side Reddy.
Oh.
Like that, he just, you know, he just twisted. And they said like that. So many things.
Wow.
So many
lighter moments.
Lighter moments with Swami, which we never came across in our little life, you know. Used to say, Swami is like sun. He gives you light as well as
heat.
That is there. So we had to be very careful with Swami. When we came to know about Swami's real nature, his real, he is real Mahavatar of Dattatreya, then, you know, I used to use my words very carefully then with Swami. Almost I used to be dumb in front of Swami.
After that?
Yes, after my marriage, after the experience which I am going to tell you, which I had, immediately after this Hyderabad trip. And in Hyderabad trip, Swami used to play each and every instrument, harmonium, tabla, manjiri, khanjiri, but I didn't see him playing flute, only these things.
But you saw him playing all these other instruments?
Yes, I witnessed, I saw.
Oh wow, so he went to that room where all these instruments were there.
He used to make us sit there. Come on, baito, he used to say, sit here. And then he used to play all these. And he used to sing. He used to sing. In his high-pitched voice, he used to sing. There he taught my mother, Madhava Murahara Pandura Manohara Giridhara Gopala.
Oh wow.
Then he taught Chitta Chora Yashoda Kebal Navanita Chora Gopala. And then he taught me Sai Satyapalana.
Oh.
It was his favorite music. It was composed by him and he taught me.
Wow. Can you sing one or two lines?
No voice now.
No problem. Just for us to get a feel of the bhajan.
Sai Satyapalana. Sai Satyapalana. Sai Satyapalana Shirdi Puri Vasa Sai Sarvesha. Hey Shirdi Puri Vasa. Swami added, Swami said, don't sing. Shirdi Puri Vasa Sai Sadvisha. Also you should sing, He Shirdi Puri Vasa, He Parti Puri Vasa, Sadvisha Satyapalana. Sai Satyapalana. I used to sing plainly, no? Only Satyapalana, Shirdi Puri Vasa, Sai Sadvisha. He said, no, you should sing, He Shirdi Puri Vasa, He Parti Puri Vasa, Vasa, Sarvesha, Satyapalana. Satyamurthy Garu's house only, when we were having bhajan there in one of the evenings, Swami, when I was singing with my mother, little bit, and then he said, he stopped my mother. He said, let her sing, let her sing.
Time has come for you to sing.
Time had come for me to sing. Then I sang alone. It was my first solo bhajan.
Oh, wow.
And then he asked me there and then, I taught Satyapalana to sing.
Oh.
There I sang first.
So this is your first bhajan?
First bhajan. Satyapalana.
And Swami taught you this?
Yes. Along with my mother, I used to sing few bhajans, but that too along with her.
Hmm.
After Swami gave me the voice of his choice.
and you sang the bhajan also of his choice?
Bhajan also of his choice. And then, this is probably the first bhajan I sang, solo bhajan. Then he came to, in his next trip, when he came to Dharmakshetra, we were having singers meeting. That time Swami came. He asked me, yes, Satyapalana, Sai Satyapalana, kiska bhajan hai? Whose bhajan is this? I said, Swami, you taught me in Hyderabad. He said, He wanted to test me with everything. Yes, Swami, this is my bhajan. No, it was his bhajan. I said, no, Swami.
Hmm.
You taught me in Hyderabad.
Yes.
He said. Like that, you know.
Wow. So that's how your musical journey started.
Yes, my musical journey started. Then our trips to Puttaparthi became frequent. Every now and then we used to come to Puttaparthi. We couldn't be in Bombay for more time, you know. Every now and then we used to come to Puttaparthi.
We get pulled to this place.
We were pulled. Even in Shirdi Sai Satcharita also, Vishu, he had mentioned, I will pull my bhaktas to my charanas.
Yes. Like this
chidiya. You remember?
Yes, the
in
string.
Sai Satcharita, yes.
I hold this thing in my hand, yes.
Then, in 69 and 70, we came to Puttaparthi. We were asked to stay above the Pathshala. Then Pathshala was there. Mm-hmm. Above the Pathshala there were rooms. Mm-hmm. So Swami asked us to stay there.
Pathshala block.
Pathshala. And then we were staying above the Pathshala. Swami used to come there every now and then. Kya chal raha hai? What are you preparing? These, that he used to ask us. One day, one morning, early in the morning, say around 4:35, in between 4:35, I had a beautiful dream in which, in my dream, I saw Shirdi Sai Baba materializing Vibhuti and also a Japamala, and he put it around my neck. And in between, all these bhajan singers group from Bombay, ladies came and told me Kunda Karkhanis and Nirmala Haldipur. They came just now, get up for Nagar Sankirtan. Get up for Nagar Sankirtan. Be prepared for Nagar Sankirtan. I said, why did you disturb my sleep? I had a beautiful dream in which I saw Shirdi Sai Baba. He had materialized beautiful Japamala for me. And he put it around my neck. And in between you disturbed me. Why did you disturb me?
Yes.
But then they said, Swami never gives, Shirdi Sai Baba never used to give Japamala to college girls. This is all your imagination, they said. And they don't take it very seriously. That's what those ladies told me. I kept quiet, and then around 8:30 Kasturi Garu came to our room. He said, Dikshit, Mr. and Mrs. Dikshit and daughter, they are called for interview by Swami.
Mm-hmm.
We said, okay, we were always ready. So we went there. Swami called us for interview. He took some other group also from south along with us. And he took us in the interview room. And then he said, he talked to them first, to that group. Then he talked to my parents at length. And then he never looked at me, in fact. He was talking to them only. And then suddenly he looked at me and said, Kya sir, kya samachar? He called me sir. He said, Kya sir, kya samachar? I was confused what to say. I just kept quiet.
What news?
Not knowing what to say.
Hmm.
So, there was a spiral staircase leading from interview room to Swamiji's room. And there was a thin curtain in between. Swami opened that curtain. He asked me to climb a few steps. He was standing down. He made me climb up the few steps and said, again, he repeated the same words. Kya samachar, sir? I just kept quiet. I didn't know what to say. Suddenly, the sound came. Something was materialized, I think. So, I could see that something was materialized by Baba. He materialized Japamala. Oh. Just as Shirdi Sai Baba materialized Japamala in my dream.
Wow.
He put it around my neck and he said, Sapna sach hua.
Oh,
the dream has come true. I started weeping there like anything. I was convinced he is my Shirdi Sai Baba. My Shirdi Sai Baba has reborn as Sri Saptasai Avatar. He is Mahavatar of my Shirdi Sai Baba. I was convinced and I started weeping. When I came out of that curtain, my parents, they saw I was having Japamala around my neck. And then Swami opened the room. outside, same ladies were sitting. In the morning they said, oh, this is all your imagination. No, I showed them, see, Swami. Swami materialized this, Japamala, and also said, dream has come true. This is something wonderful, Vishwa. I can't tell you anything more about it. Something wonderful. Typical of Swami, you know. He used to do like this. What more could he? I'm overwhelmed.
And there is no more powerful way where the one would have communicated to you who
correct.
He is. I think once and for all, it was sealed in your mind who he is.
Yes. He was and he is my Shirdi Sai. Like Satyapalana. He used to like my Adi Narayana, Sai Narayana. Then Kamalanayana Prabhu Kamalapati. And then Sri Raghav Shloka.
Oh yes.
Then and Sri Raghunandana Bhajan also following that Shloka. Keshava Madhava. He used to love this Bhajan. And Govinda Murari, Gopala Murari, Vithala Sri Hari Panduranga. Then Sundar Shyama Murari Sai Gopala Sri Hari. Hey Partipurisha Prashanti Vasa Sai Murari.
So some of these were your father's compositions?
No, see Satyapalana is Sai's composition. Adi Narayana, Sai Narayana, the tunes were my father's. And the wordings wherever you will find that these are mine. Kamalanayana Prabhu Kamalapate, the tunes were my father's tunes. And I put the words.
Oh, wow.
Being Shastra student, all Kamala, 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 yeah. Kamala everywhere. And Swami liked it very much.
Oh, wow. You should sing that. Just two lines.
In this voice.
No problem.
Kamala Nayana Prabhu Kamala Pati. Kamala Nayana Prabhu Kamala Pati. Kamala San Prabhu Kamala Kanta. Kamalasan Prabhu, Kamala Kanta, Kamalanath Prabhu, Kamala Ramana, Kamaleshwar Prabhu, Kamalanatha, Kamalanayana Prabhu, Kamalapate. I am 71 now. Do you expect the same voice?
No, there is so much sweetness. And you are the composer. You have written the lyrics. So beautiful.
Almost all bhajans. The wordings are mine. The tunes are my parents.
I mean, now if you see, Swami gave you distinction in Sanskrit so that you can compose for a Sai movement.
Probably,
such beautiful bhajans.
Kamala Nayana Prabhu Kamalapati. Kamala Nayana Prabhu Kamalapati.
Kamala San Prabhu Kamalapati.
Bhaktipuri Shaprashanti Vasa and then Shirdi Nivasa Sai.
Oh, wow. That also you wrote the lyrics?
Only wordings are mine.
Yeah, wow.
But the tunes are my father's tunes.
Wow. Amazing. These are ethereal versions. And if you see how Swami has shaped so many people for the Sai Bhajan movement.
From Dias, he used to give me instructions by only lip movements.
Mm.
Many times from Purnachandra Hall, he used to give me instructions. Kamal. Kamal.
Kamal.
Mm. Satyapal. And then Keshava Madhava.
Mm.
Only lip movements. I had to be very alert.
Alert,
what
yeah.
he will sing. And then he used to like Sri Raghavam. So, like that, you know.
Mm. Wow.
He used to give me instructions from the diet.
Bhajans on demand.
And then, I'll tell you something. Swami used to enjoy these bhajans of mine. Swami used to get lost in ecstasy. Swami used to get lost in ecstasy. And then when he used to open his eyes, he used to look around as if see the voice which I had given her, how it this is working, how it is working. He wanted to see the reactions of the crowd. See, the voice given by me is working. That is
nothing.
He used to appreciate that.
Hmm.
I'm telling you, this is something like Mukam Karoti Vachalam. Because I never knew singing, this was his voice. It came with his sankalpam. It went away with his sankalpam. So this is all sheer his sankalpam. Whenever he wanted me to sing, I sang. He wanted me to do his seva this way, Vishu.
Yes.
He wanted me to do his seva this way.
He groomed you
to be.
He
gave me the opportunity to serve him this way.
Yes. Wow.
That's what I feel.
I mean, he groomed you.
He groomed me.
So that, you know, one of the most significant pillars of the Sai movement is the bhajans.
Yes, yes.
And he shaped your life and your father's life. So that, you know,
actually
you can take forward.
Actually, I mean,
actually that was the time when the bhajan movement was actually getting established.
And how it happened, because in 1967, after my graduation, I wanted to do audio-visual communications in Philadelphia.
Okay.
So we were ready for everything, you know, the recommendations, this, that, everything. Mark sheets were ready. So when we came to Puttaparthi, Swami said, passed BA, passed BA. Have you passed your examination? I said, yes, Swami. With distinction by Swami's grace. Abhi kya karna hai? Now what will you do? My father said, we want to send him to Philadelphia for audio-visual communications. At once, Swami said, no, no, no. After BA, now BA, Baba.
Oh.
He said, no. Jo kuch karna hai, India mein karo. Whatever you want to do, do it in India. Don't go abroad now, he said. So I did my audio-visual communications in Bombay.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, he wanted to pull me to Puttaparthi and do many miracles in my life. So this was just
You're setting
foundation.
The stage.
Yes.
Setting the stage for that.
Yes.
Wow, fantastic.
In 1973, August, a very, very, very miraculous thing happened in my life. I have no words to explain. Early in the morning, I had a dream in which our Swami came to me and he was saying, "Tumhara kya hoga? What will happen to you?" As usual, I kept quiet. Then he said, "Swami tumhara shadi karta hai. I'll make you marry to this person." And he showed me Sri Raja Reddy Garu. He was playing harmonium.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "He will be your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Ye tumhara husband hoga." And then he said, "I will do this. Your marriage, your wedding, I will perform in Whitefield on Manikanchan Yoga." Manikanchan Yoga. Remember his words, Manikanchan Yoga. Not knowing Manikanchan Yoga, I was surprised. Then I got up in the morning, I told this to my mother. And she said, she was also surprised. She said, "Keep it to yourself. Don't reveal this to anyone." And then, in the month of December, early December, Swami sent a message to my father that, "Dikshit, come with your full family." Your family means myself, my father, mother, my brother. You come to Whitefield on 10th of this December. Very short period was there. See, somehow we could manage. We took our car and reached there on 10th of December. The first day, of course, Swami just looked at us and didn't say a word. Next day, on 11th December, Swami took us inside the bungalow, Vrindavan bungalow. Then he said, "Kal nishchitarth karta hai, kal wedding karta hai." To this effect he said, "Nishchitarth karta hai." Swami said, "Kal nishchitarth karta hai." On 12th of this month. Then prior to this he took me in the interview room where my husband, would-be husband, and Mr. Raja Reddy Garu, and my Attamma, my mother-in-law, she was there. And he said, "Aminamma, aame me kodalu. This is your daughter-in-law. How is she?" She looked at me and she said, "I liked her, but Swami, how to communicate with this girl? She doesn't know Telugu at all. And how to converse with her? How to communicate with her?" So Swami, what to do? Swami, he came to me. He put his hand on my head and said, "Ippudu mana bhasha, ippudu Telugu vastundi, ippudu Russian kuda vastundi." Then he translated that to me and said, "I told her, now you will get Telugu also and now you will speak Russian also." No problem about the language. It was his sankalpa.
Mm.
Then we came out and he said, he told my father, this was my very, very, very old sankalpa, that she should get married to Raja Reddy. And is it okay? My father said, "As you say, Swami. This Swami's wish, Swami's sankalpa." And then, on 12th of December, Swami asked us to get three big malas, means three big dandas, garlands. And he said, he asked my husband to put one garland. He asked me to put him one garland. Then he asked him to put me the other garland.
Yeah, put on.
And we both put one big garland to Swami.
Together.
Together we both put. Then Swami materialized vibhuti, kumkum, and auspicious akshanta, means sacred rice.
Yes.
And flowers from his hand. And he himself chanted mantras for nearly 15 to 20 minutes. And then he was very much pleased. He said, he told my father, this is her wedding. This is her real wedding here in Whitefield. I will do her wedding in Puttaparthi on grand scale. That will be for public and your other relations, he said. On 19th of this month. So hardly few days in between. So, and Swami blessed with me. Blessed me with so many saris and so many jewelries. And he said, this is from Swami. Swami ne diya hai. Swami ne diya hai, he said. Swami gave me so many jewelries. And we were touched by all this. Very happy. And then, Swami said, after giving this, after Bhojanam, Swami said, don't start in Rahu Kalam. That time, we never used to know Rahu Kalam. And my parents, not knowing Rahu Kalam, they started in Rahu Kalam for Bombay. So, we all were there and near Belgaum, our car was stopped. Those days, there was some agitation in between Maharashtra and Karnataka, so the border was blocked, Belgaum border. So they were not allowing us to move forward. So they were pelting the car with stones.
Oh.
And it was a very serious thing. And they pulled my father out of the car.
Oh.
And then they snatched away the keys also, car keys.
God.
And they said, come out, they were saying. So in between, suddenly, a fat student came out of the mob and he came forward and said, he is my father, he is like my father. He told my mother, he just turned it and said, she is like my mother and she is my sister. They are all coming from Satya Sai Baba. They are all coming from Satya Sai Baba's ashram. She is newly engaged girl. So, they are like my family members. Give her, give them their keys back. And somehow, he could manage to give the keys back to my father. And the safe passage was made for us. Then we kept the car in Belgaum itself. And we came by train because 17th again Swami had called us to Puttaparthi. So, when we came to Puttaparthi, Swami called my father in his room upstairs and said, Dikshit, kahi ko Rahu Kalam mein start kiya? Why did you start in Rahu Kalam? I told you not to start. He said, pardon me, Swami, I never knew it was Rahu Kalam. So please pardon me. Swami said, I came in the form of that fat student, that's why you were all saved.
Oh my God.
Otherwise, what would have happened? What would have happened to you all? Now, don't commit this mistake anymore. My father again and again, he was requesting him to pardon himself.